We're in Simen Kuf Peches. We're up the Sifches, and we will be completing the Simen. Sifches Su the Shlishis B'Shabbos Dina Karish Chodesh. What's this talking about? We saw the halacha that if one omits Ritzei or Yala V'Yavol, so if it is the first two Sudas on Shabbos, or the first two Sudas on Yontif, meaning the night Suda and the morning Suda, or if one didn't have a night Suda, then two in the morning, the halachi is that he would have to repeat all of benching. If he remembered just between Bonei Brachma Mishalayim Amein and the Bracha V'Atov Ameitiv, so he says the special Bracha V'Asher Nasan. We saw that the halacha was that on Rish Chodesh, even though if one left it out, if one omitted Yala V'Yavo, he would not have to bench over again, he could nevertheless make up for it by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Nasan. Except there was no chasima. Says the Mechaber now, Suda Shlishis B'Shabbos Dina K'Rish Chodesh. Shalashudis is like Rish Chodesh, meaning that at Shalashudis there is not necessarily a chiyuv of pas, of bread, and therefore if you left out Yala V'Yavo, you wouldn't have to say it over again. But if you remember before of the bracha v'atov ha'meitiv, you could say the asher nasan. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue that we really paskin that you should wash for shalashudas. Why here are we saying that you don't have to repeat benching? So he answers that since there is one daya, even though we shouldn't be relying on this lechatchila, but since there is a daya that you don't have to wash for shalashudas, you don't have to eat pas. That makes it into a suffix brachis, so that you would not have to repeat the benching. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the mashmos of the Magen Avraham is that on Rish Chodesh and at Shalashudis, one would not make the chsima, meaning that the halacha would be that even at Shalashudis, one would not say a chsima. The same way that on Rish Chodesh, you would just say Asher Nosan, and you wouldn't say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh. In the case of Shabbos, Shalashudas, we wouldn't say Mekadesh Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah comes out lahalacha not like the Magen Avraham, that you should be Chosim. First of all, there are different days with regard to the reason why Rish Chodesh is different altogether. Plus, it may not be that it has something to do with the Chi of Pas. It may just be that it's not a Yant of Gomer. And the other part of it is that since Mi'ikar Adin, we paskin that you should wash for Shalashudas. So all in all, while we will not have you repeat the benching, once you do say the Bracha of Asher Nasan, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that even for Shalashudas, a person should end with Mekadesh HaShabbos. With regard to someone who has a third Suda, a Suda Shlishis, a Yantif, a fourth Suda, a fifth Suda, the Mishnah Berurah says that the halach is, although he wouldn't have to repeat benching, he still nevertheless is allowed to say Asher Nasan if he remembers before the bracha v'atov ha'meitiv. Siftes shlosha shachlu b'shabbosis v'yontiv v'shachlu l'asker mein ha'mora v'em tzrichim l'achsel l'rosh birkas ha'mazon. Three people that ate together on Shabbos or Yontif and they forgot to say Ritzei or Yala v'yavo, yavara kolecha b'fnei atzmo kimidei zimun kvar yotzu. Although all three of them will have to bench over again, they do not make a new zimun. Zimun they were yotze. They already yotze zimun the first time. They can't make a second zimun. Siftes, a sifyut, a hayochol v'yotze Shabbos. Someone was eating and Shabbos went out. Maskir shel Shabbos bebirkas hamazon, he will nevertheless say ritzei. Das linen basar hascholas hasuda. Because the Mechaber paskins here that you go basar the hascholas hasuda. There are Shulchan Aruchs where he contradicts himself, but here he is paskining that we go by the beginning of the Suda. V'wadin l'Rish Chodesh Apurim v'Chanukah, that according to the Mechaber, if you begin by day, the halachi is, even though it went into the night, if the day was Mechayiv Ritzei or Yala V'Yavo, you say Ritzei or Yala V'Yavo. First, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only if you didn't daven Maariv in between. If you daven Maariv, then it looks like a Tarti de Sasri, and you should therefore not say whatever it was. So if, say, you daven Maariv on Motzoi Shabbos, and you never benched after Shalashudis, when you go back to bench after Shalashudis, you could no longer say Ritzei. Now, what happens if Rish Chodesh is Chal on Motzoi Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to what the Mechaber says here, one would have to say Ritzei and not Yala V'Yavo. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's fine if he didn't eat into the night. What happens if a person had Shalosh Shudis and it went into the night? So he ate on Shabbos and he ate on Rosh Chodesh. What should he say? So first he brings down the dais who hold that you can't say both because it's Tarti Desasri. So he says you're better off saying the later one, which everyone holds that you say, rather than the earlier one, which is a Machlokas Aposkim. So you should only say Alviyavo, not Ritzei. Then the Mishnah Brura brings those who say no. There's no reason why you can't say both. It's not a real Tarti Desasri. Benching is something that comes after a meal. The meal was a Shabbos meal and a Rosh Chodesh meal, two different parts of it. But they are therefore Mechayiv, Ritzei, as well as Yalaviyavo. What happens in a case of someone who is benching after dark on Matzoy Shabbos, on a regular Matzoy Shabbos, he's benching after Shalosh Shudis, and he left out Ritzei? Since this is a Chiddush of the Mechaber, and not everyone holds of it, the Mishnah Brura says not only would he not repeat benching, but he would not even say Asher Nasa. Means if he remembers before Atov Ameitiv, if he wouldn't say Asher Nasa.